Now we have our second feature. A Broad's boat builder marks 100 years and reveals plans for the next century. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
One of the Broad's most distinguished boatyards is marking 100 years in business with new ambitions to become a major provider of electric boats. Landmores of Wroxham is still in the hands of descendants of its original founder in 1923. More than 100 Landmore boat owners, past and present staff and other supporters, gathered at Broad's Yacht Club on Wroxham Broad to mark the anniversary of the firm, which has produced more than 1,000 boats. And Jenny, a great-granddaughter of founder Edward Landmore and Anthony grandson, planned to create a very significant second century for the firm. They said, "Our focus over the last few years has been electric propulsion, and this is something that we plan to carry over into our next 25 years. As environmental considerations get higher on everyone's agenda, the choices we make when designing a boat need to reflect that. The longevity of our classic design and high-quality construction ensures that our boats will last. Low-wash hulls and electric motors ensure that their environmental impact through use is reduced." Jenny said the popularity of electric boats also put pressure on authorities to improve their charging infrastructure and their own sources of electricity. She added, "Landmores is still very much a family company and we plan to continue as one. Of course, the Landmores family not only includes blood relatives, but also the fantastic team who work here and whose skill and dedication allow us to create the beautiful boats that we're so proud of. This is a family that we hope to expand in the coming years, increasing production in our workshops to build a greater number of craft and to keep expanding and evolving our range as tastes and requirements change. Electric boats will certainly be a significant part of our future, and we hope to introduce other innovations to continue reducing the environmental impact of our company and our boats. We have some interesting projects on the horizon and hope to launch a new model in the next couple of years, as well as plans to revamp the Jersey Coastal Cruiser range, so we look forward to bringing those new models to the market." At the celebration, Jenny recapped the firm's history, including its start at a time the country was still recovering from the horrors of the First World War. Edward Landmore originally built boats before getting into the holiday hire business. Much later, the yard launched a 20-foot Bermudan rigged yacht designed by Edward's son, Leslie, for Eric Yeomans. The design was so well received that it led to more than 150 of the boats, called the Yeoman, being produced over the next 10 years. Many now race nationally, including on Wroxham Broad. In 1972, an entrepreneur, Richard Matthews, set up his own business called Oyster Marine and commissioned yachts to be built by Landmores, which sold well. Then in 1977, the first Oyster-badged yacht, the Oyster 37, was developed, with Landmores building the tooling and being Oyster's primary builder. Landmores no longer have close ties with Oyster, but their presence in Houghton helps to keep boat building as a significant employment sector and as a well-regarded career. Anthony said, "Their volume of production helps to keep other marine businesses and suppliers are also important to us in the local area." Andrew Wolstenholme of Coltishall, now a nationally acclaimed marine architect, started his career at Landmores. He said, "Whilst I only stayed in their employ for 18 months, deciding that design was what I really wanted to do, I learned a huge amount in that time and will always be indebted to them for taking me on."